Gary, not all, what you would have wanted any time, especially just before Christmas?
Yeah, I thought the first half was quite close. Didn't think there was anything in the game. And the second half, you know, we're upbeat, what a good start, and we're going to give them a Mickey Mouse goal. Ridiculous. And then a penalty. And you can see some of the younger lads, their heads go down. You know, we haven't got strong enough characters. Disappointing second half, folks thought we were pretty poor, but, you know, it seems that week after week we give away silly, stupid goals, and that puts loads of pressure on you to go and score at the other end. And, you know, they were quite sound, I thought, defensively, and, you know, they're a strong side, they'll be up there. I just thought there was nothing in the first half. The kids score one from 30 yards. We've had a couple of real good chances here and won't pull the trigger. And like I say, you get them up beat, you send them out, and you think, right, come on then, next goal's important. And it's just fast, isn't it?
Do you feel the first two goals were keeper errors? I thought Lee Gaskill took the first one very well, but one or two people wrecked the keeper, maybe in badly positioned.
It's not my... Well, I didn't have the angle for it, so I don't know. I mean, the second one, he shouted for it, and Spenner decided to ignore him and head it back, converts into an empty goal. And then, you know, when you've got young lads and they're not strong, they're not seasoned players, they're not got strong character maybe yet, you lose two or three of them straight away. All of a sudden, you can see a couple of heads go 2-0, when it shouldn't be.
Is that why you only had three people on the bench?
It's fancy men and the injuries and stuff. You know, we haven't got 16 players.
So at least the next game, Boxing Day, Ashton United.
We've got a couple back. I mean, we've still got a couple of midfield players that will be out for snods, maybe 5-6 weeks, 2 months. Sam Fitton's going to be three weeks more, maybe. The kid we've applied for international clearance from America, Laurie Bell. We're waiting on that. So, yeah, it's tough at the minute. It's not easy at the minute. But
Ryan Ellis?
He could be. Ryan's going to be a good few weeks, we think. He's got shin splints. So there's more in the physio room than there is on the pitch.
A couple of tough games coming up. Ashton United won't be easy. I think they were winning last I heard.
They're all tough, I mean, especially when we defend like and give goals away. They're all going to be tough. I mean, you play, even a one goal, two goal starts. I mean, it's difficult.
So is that going to spoil your Christmas?
Oh, no. No, yeah. I'm not buying any presents yet.
Have you anybody to buy presents for?
Oh, I've got a few.
There's one for the chairman.
Well, yes, there's always one for the chairman, yeah.
Do you and Boots swap presents?
No, only abuse.
Only abuse. Cheers, guys.